ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. This is a great pleasure, a great blessing in my life to be spending a few minutes of our day on the great legacy of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, letters that he has written to the Almighty Lord in the language of supplication, letters that reading those letters teaches us life lessons that can improve the quality of our lives. I would call it life coaching, right? The 20th dua, the 20th supplication of Sahifa Sajjadiyya is on the title, or is under the title of noble, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, supplicating to the Almighty on noble moral traits and acts pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fi وكان من دعائه عليه السلام في مكارم الأخلاق ومرضي الأفعال. The dua starts, the supplication starts with this: Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. O Allah, bless Muhammad and his household. Wa balligh bi imani akmal al iman. Cause my faith to reach the most perfect faith. Waj'al yaqini afdal al yaqin. Make my certainty, my conviction, my yaqeen to become the most excellent one, right? To get leveled up, to get upgraded to the most excellent one. And we talked about signs of certainty in the previous session. In this session, I'm going to continue to talk about the signs of certainty in the ahadith and in the words and in the kalam of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, only after a quick break. Stay tuned with us.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, in a beautiful hadith says, يستدل على اليقين بقصر الأمل وإخلاص العمل والزهد في الدنيا. Certainty in the heart, in reality, in its core, is inferred by three things. Number one, the shortening of worldly wishes, right? Amal. And here, amal is worldly wishes. Oh, I'm dreaming and craving so much for having a mansion in this dunya, right? This is not a sign of mu'min. A mu'min always strives to increase the quality of the life in this dunya and the hereafter. Does not choose to be poor, right? Does not excuse his laziness with zuhd and abstention, right? This is absolutely a misunderstanding of the concept of zuhd. This is a misunderstanding of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has wanted from us. You have to strive to increase and promote the quality of your worldly and your hereafter life, right? Both of them at the same time. In fact, you have to focus more on increasing and improving the quality of your residence and dwelling and a stay in the hereafter, which takes a lot of work. But at the same time, that doesn't mean you have to forget about this dunya, right? Imam says one of the signs of a believer is that they have the shortening of worldly desires and wishes, right? It's short. Like, what do you want from this dunya? It's a small, tiny bits of cravings for this dunya. I just want a beautiful house. I just want somewhere that is a shelter for me and my family. We can live a comparably, like, relatively comfortable life. That's about it, right? I'm not after a luxury life, super duper luxury life, right? This is what I want from this dunya. What's your dream? They would never say this, a huge list of wishes and dreams that would never end, right? The second one is wa ikhlas al amal, right? Sincerity of actions, regardless of people giving them applause and encouraging them, or people denouncing them and discouraging them and tearing apart their reputations, they would still do the same thing because of the pleasure, because of the pleasing of the Lord the Almighty. That is what ikhlas is. Sincerity of intentions is sincerity in performing actions. Ikhlas al-amal. And the third one is the asceticism, the abstention, the zuhd towards the world, right? This is inconsistent with one's hereafter, in contradiction with the hereafter. They would have the ability. Zuhd is what, that's how we define zuhd. Zuhd is the ability to be able to prefer akhirah, prefer the hereafter, prefer the eternity over the transient temporary life of this dunya. Let's take another break. Inshallah, we'll be back quickly.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
Alright, another beautiful hadith from our beloved Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. He says, another sign of a person who has certainty, who has yaqeen, is this: man yastayghin ya'mal jahidan. The one who has yaqeen, the one who has certainty, does what? His actions show it because he works diligently. He works with the full capacity. He works striving with all of his capacity, 100% of his abilities at work. That's the sign of a person who has yaqeen. When you look at the life of the martyrs, right? The lives of these shuhada, especially the recent ones, you see 60 years, 70 years of non-stop work, non-stop sacrifice, non-stop service. The third, another hadith, again from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. He says, what is patience? Defining patience, he says, as-sabru thamaratul yaqeen, right? Patience, as-sabr, in tribulations, in difficulties, in moments of obedience, is the fruit of yaqeen, is the fruit of certainty. You have an image of the eternity in your head and you believe in it, then that gives you patience in the ups and downs and difficulties of this dunya. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواه از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را